Hi there, welcome. Let us do the case study of intelligence mapping that we are currently engaged with for Dave Brubeck. Now, those of you who do know what Dave Brubeck is, jazz people will know. If you're a jazz enthusiast, you will know who is. He's a highly influential American jazz pianist, composer, and band leader. Widely recognized for bringing elements of classical music into jazz and pioneering the use of unusual time signatures, his classic quartet album Time Out became the first jazz album to sell over a million copies. And its hit single Take Five, my goodness, I can listen any number of times to Take Five. You can find it on Spotify and other platforms. Wonderful, wonderful pianist, jazz pianist. So, that being said, what was his chart like? And what intelligence contributed to that? Just a bit of my look on his chart, followed by the main podcast and analysis. So, he's a Cancer ascendant with Neptune in the first house. Now, Jyotish typically does not consider outer planets, but if Neptune is in your first house, the water element in your imagination is very, very high. For all those of you who have Neptune element in the first house, understand this please. Plus, it is in a water sign of Cancer. So, highly imaginative, highly creative person, Neptune in the first house, and also in a water sign, Neptune being a watery kind of planet. Next, what I can see is there is Ketu in the 10th house in Aries, aspecting Jupiter in the second house in Leo. So there is that aspect of Jupiter and Ketu playing out. So whatever it bring out will be very original, very captivating, sort of hypnotic in a sense. Jupiter Ketu is an expansive knowledge, more of spiritual dimension. These are the kind of people, if they become musicians, jazz artists, whatever profession, they will bring a higher level, higher dimension to it, like timeless classics or great inventions, for example. Also, what I can see is the first house, the Lord of the Lagna or the dispositor of Lagna, is placed in fourth in Libra conjunct Rahu. So Moon and Rahu are together in fourth house. A lot of influence, a lot of emotional tune-up of the local masses. He influenced the entire jazz world in America, isn't it? That's because of that Rahu Moon, I believe. Plus, there is Saturn in Virgo in the third house. So he progressed gradually through life. His skill sets improved gradually through life. Third house is an Upacha house, isn't it? It grows through time. Plus, there is Sun and Mercury together in Scorpio in the 5th house. So, there is a deep transformation going on in his skill set, which improves through life. Saturn in the 3rd house. And also, he will bring Jupiter and Ketu together in his music work. Wisdom has to come from somewhere, be it music, be it science, be it anywhere. Any field of human engagement has to have a degree of wisdom. And for those who have these kind of placements, please re-evaluate what you might be good for, okay? Also, the dispositor of the fourth house, you always look for dispositors. That's why I'm giving this little piece of introduction. Dispositor of the Lagna, Lord of the Lagna is in fourth with Rahu. Lord of that, Libra, Venus is sitting with Mars and Venus in the sign of Capricorn in the 7th house. That means there's a lot of influence on the public. A lot of influence on the public, and that shows, right? His influence is there till today. Now let's listen to the podcast and analysis of the 9 types of intelligence of Dave Brubeck and how it played out in his life. If you need some other consult for your child, for your clients, etc., get in touch with me. Listen in.
Life, love, and relationships of Dave Brubeck, a Vedic astrology case study. Dave Brubeck's chart opens with Cancer rising at 0 degrees 34 in Punarvasu Pada 4, giving him a gentle but resilient emotional core, a philosophical temperament, and a natural rhythm of reinvention. Cancer ascendants carry deep sensitivity and intuitive creative flow, while Punarvasu adds optimism, adaptability, and the gift of restoring harmony wherever life becomes chaotic. The Moon, as his ascendant lord, sits in Libra and Swati, Pada 3, shaping a mind that is airy, artistic, refined, and constantly searching for balance. Swati's Rahu-driven currents give originality, independence, and improvisational brilliance, the emotional architecture of a jazz innovator. The Sun in Scorpio in Jyeshtha Pada 2 created the penetrating insight, psychological depth, and magnetic presence that defined Brubeck's artistic identity. Jyeshtha-born sons often possess mastery, seniority, and a natural sense of leadership in their field. Scorpio added emotional intensity, mystery, and an instinctive understanding of complex structures, essential ingredients for a composer who broke rhythmic and harmonic conventions. Mars in Capricorn in Shravana, Pada 2, is one of the standout placements in his chart. Mars is exalted in Capricorn and gains disciplined, precise, strategic energy in Shravana. This is the planetary architecture of a musician who uses structure to innovate. The Shravana influence, tied to sound and listening, symbolizes mastery over auditory intelligence, a signature seen prominently in gifted composers and performers. Mercury in Scorpio in Vishakhapada 4 gave Brubeck his investigative, experimental musical intellect. Vishakha natives aim for mastery through focused, persistent effort, while Scorpio lends depth and emotional nuance. This Mercury sees beneath the surface of sound, its layers, tensions, hidden possibilities, and expresses through complex, symbolic, and transformative patterns. Jupiter in Leo in Purva Falguni, Pada 4, added generosity, creative flourish, charismatic leadership, and artistic warmth. Leo-Jupiter natives uplift audiences effortlessly and create work that is not only technically brilliant, but emotionally expansive. Purva Falguni enriched him with natural showmanship, charm, and a celebratory approach to artistry. Venus in Cancer in Uttara Ashada, Pada 2, deepened his emotional sensitivity, devotion to beauty, and loyalty in relationships. This Venus produces artists who create from the heart and value emotional authenticity in love. Uttara Ashada added principled commitment and a determination to honor relational bonds. Saturn in Virgo in Uttara Falguni, Pada 2, grounded his mind in precision, discipline, and craftsmanship. Virgo Saturn refines skills through endless practice. Uttara Falguni adds responsibility, collaboration, and long-term devotion to one's craft and partnerships. The Rahu-Ketu axis in Libra Swati and Aries Ashwini energized his originality, independence, and experimental spirit. Rahu and Swati gave him the ability to break norms and explore new territories in music. Ketu and Ashwini added speed, intuition, and an almost karmic mastery over rhythm. Each of these placements shaped Brubeck's distinctive intelligence profile and the life themes that defined him. Linguistic intelligence. Brubeck's linguistic intelligence showed up not through words, but through musical language. Mercury in Scorpio in Vishakha gave him a symbolic, emotionally charged communication style and a capacity to structure intricate musical ideas. The Moon in Swati added improvisational grace and adaptability, while Jupiter in Leo refined expressive timing and emotional clarity. As your linguistic intelligence framework explains, Mercury-Moon-Jupiter patterns create communicators capable of blending emotion with structure and symbolism. Brubeck's musical compositions, his phrasing, rhythmic dialogues, and thematic development reflect this unique musical linguistics. His instinct for conversation within music mirrors these planetary signatures. Visual spatial intelligence. Brubeck's visual spatial intelligence was exceptional. Jupiter in Purva Falguni, combined with Venus in Cancer and Mercury in Scorpio, created a mind that sees music in patterns, shapes, and emotional color. Swati Moon adds conceptual imagination and an instinct to map complex relationships between elements. As your visual intelligence file notes, Jupiter-Venus-Mercury combinations produce spatially gifted creators whose work is structured like visual architecture. Brubeck's compositions, especially those exploring unusual time signatures, behave like geometric art. They are rhythmic architectures, spatial explorations, and emotional landscapes constructed through sound. His training and improvisation reveal a natural ability to visualize music as form, space, and movement. # logical mathematical intelligence. This is one of Brubeck's strongest intelligences. Exalted Mars in Capricorn provides precise, disciplined logic. Saturn in Virgo gives structural rigor. Ketu in Ashwini offers intuitive leaps. Mercury in Scorpio supplies investigative depth. According to your logical intelligence file, Mars-Ketu-Saturn configurations form the analytical triad typical in mathematicians, engineers, and advanced music theorists. Brubeck's groundbreaking use of complex time signatures, Take 5, Blue Rondo a la Turk, Unsquare Dance, reflects this blend of convergent and divergent reasoning. His logic was rhythmic, structural, symbolic, exactly as a Mars-Mercury-Saturn-Ketu mind expresses. Interpersonal intelligence. Moon and Rahu in Swati endowed Brubeck with social grace, charm, and the ability to collaborate with diverse musicians. Libra brings diplomacy, aesthetic sensitivity, and a relational way of thinking. Jupiter and Leo added warmth and charisma on stage, while Venus and Cancer contributed deep emotional empathy. As your interpersonal intelligence file notes, Moon, Mercury, Rahu individuals understand people intuitively, balancing emotional nuance with communication skill. Brubeck thrived in ensemble work, mentorship, and musical relationships built on trust and creative synergy. His calm demeanor, respect for others, and collaborative nature reflect these planetary patterns. Intrapersonal intelligence. Brubeck's intrapersonal intelligence was deeply developed. Scorpio Sun created intense self-awareness and emotional depth. Mercury in Scorpio investigated the inner world. Saturn in Virgo imposed disciplined self-evaluation. Ketu in Ashwini added introspective detachment and independence. According to your intrapersonal intelligence file, Jupiter, Saturn, Ketu natives excel in emotional processing, intuitive clarity, and personal growth through reflection. Brubeck's private, introspective character, his thoughtful approach to music, ethics, spirituality, and emotional expression all stem from this internal intelligence. Existential intelligence. Brubeck's existential intelligence was profoundly expressed through his music. Scorpio Sun, Mercury in Scorpio, Ketu in Ashwini, and Saturn's analytical grounding created a lifelong search for meaning, structure, ethics, and spiritual resonance. Jupiter in Leo added philosophical generosity, while Moon in Swati blended freedom with inquiry. As your existential intelligence file highlights, Jupiter plus Ketu Scorpio plus 12th 8th themes shape seekers of truth who express philosophy through art, spirituality, or intellectual exploration. Brubeck's compositions often feel like philosophical meditations on rhythm, time, and existence. His music is reflective, questioning, transformative, quintessential existential artistry. Naturalist intelligence. This intelligence expresses subtly through his sensitivity to sound, environment, and flow. Moon and Rahu in Aries Swati create environmental attunement. Venus in Cancer gives emotional resonance with natural cycles. Jupiter adds an intuitive understanding of harmony and motion. As your naturalist file explains, Mercury-Moon-Ketu patterns often create system awareness rather than ecological focus. Brubeck's connection to rhythm mirrors natural cycles, heartbeat, breath, seasonal motion, reflected in the organic fluidity of his music. Bodily kinesthetic intelligence. Exalted Mars in Capricorn and Ketu in Ashwini provided Brubeck with disciplined physical intelligence. Mars in Shravana, the nakshatra of sound, amplified his motor skill precision and mastery of rhythm. Libra Moon added graceful movement. Saturn in Virgo added endurance and technique refinement. As your kinesthetic intelligence file notes, Mars, Mercury, Moon natives excel at coordinating fine motor skills with cognitive creativity. Brubeck's piano technique, rhythmic control, and physical expressiveness reflect a highly trained kinesthetic intelligence. Love and relationships. Brubeck's relationships were shaped by Venus in Cancer, Moon, Rahu in Swati, Scorpio Sun, and Virgo Saturn. Venus in Cancer made him nurturing, loyal, and emotionally devoted. He valued emotional safety and stable, loving bonds. Moon, Rahu, and Libra gave charm and independence, creating a relational style that balanced intimacy with personal space. Scorpio Sun added intensity, protectiveness, and deep emotional loyalty. Saturn in Virgo demanded responsibility, consistency, and integrity in partnership. Ketu in Ashwini made him self-reliant, meaning he needed a partner who respected his independence while grounding his emotional world. This combination produces a partner who is emotionally giving, relationally balanced, deeply loyal, private yet affectionate, principled in love, intuitive in understanding a partner's emotional needs. Challenges could arise from Swati's restlessness and Scorpio's emotional depth, but this is softened by Venus in Cancer's nurturing devotion and Saturn's long-term commitment patterns. Brubeck was designed for deep love, steady partnership, and emotional continuity, all of which aligned with his real-life marriage and family life. When all layers are combined, Dave Brubeck's chart reveals a rare synthesis of emotional sensitivity, rhythmic genius, intellectual depth, artistic intuition, and relational grace. His strongest intelligences, logical, mathematical, visual, spatial, musical, personal, intrapersonal, and existential, map perfectly onto his innovations in jazz, his disciplined exploration of complex rhythms, his emotionally resonant performances, and his long-term devotion to family and creative partnership. His life unfolded exactly along the blueprint of this remarkable planetary design.